Om Shanti. So welcome to all of you. This is the Spirit of Care retreat. It is the eighth one we are having. And I'm very happy to welcome you in name of this team called the Wellbeing, Care and Wellbeing. And I will call my friends here on stage, Sarah and Chrissy. So you will see a lot of the three of us this weekend. We will be taking care of this retreat for you, with you. And we have chosen this year the theme of healing, because we feel that this is a topic that is so important. It is important for us to heal inside in order to be perfect again, to be full and complete again. So we have designed this retreat, the three of us, in order to go through that. And now I will let my friend Sarah conduct the discussion that we will have regarding this topic.
Om Shanti and welcome. How are you all feeling? Okay. Translation all right? So at the moment we've got Korean. Is the Korean working okay? Can you, the people who are listening to Korean translation, put up your hand. Okay, you can hear okay? Good. And we've got Spanish. Who's listening to the Spanish translation? Put up your hand. Good, and that's working all right? It's working, the Spanish? Yes, good, thank you. Portuguese. Who's listening to Portuguese? Good. That's working okay? Good. And French? Which number is French? Who's doing the French translation? He said he could do, but he hasn't got a booth.
Hervé, t'es là? Hervé? Le mieux, c'est que tu ailles voir le frère derrière et que tu lui expliques que tu aurais besoin, pour traduire, d'avoir des appareils qui conviennent. Et puis, après, tu reviens, puis tu traduis comme ça en attendant qu'il t'amène ce qu'il faut. Je sais pas s'il est dedans, le frère, mais je te fais confiance.
Thank you. Who needs French translation? Okay. I don't know. Are there any Russians here? No. A whole lot registered, but they seem to have disappeared. Yeah. Anyone who needs translation who hasn't got translation? They wouldn't understand. All the rest understand, okay? Samja? English? What language? Huh? Tamil?
Hindi?
We don't have any Hindi translation, I'm afraid. Okay, are the French people all right now? Okay, good. So, we thought we would just start by thinking a little bit about what we mean by healing and having a conversation about that. And for you then to also think about what healing means for you, and for you to start thinking about that in your life, in your Brahman life. So I'm going to just start by turning to Chrissy and Valerian, because we've done quite a lot of talking about this question. Chrissy, what does healing mean to you?
Healing has become a very important subject in my life. I'm very, very interested in it. Many years ago, I felt that the confluence age is the age of healing. It's the time when we repair ourselves. The confluence age is a time when we no longer get hurt or we hurt others. So when I realized this, I really wanted to understand the confluence age more and the place of healing at this time in history. And so I think healing for me is about a transformation of energy. It's converting energy, like alchemy, really. Healing is like changing the lead into gold. So healing is the transformation of that energy, of vibration, of frequency to a higher frequency. And from that higher frequency, then the mind, the emotional body, the mental body, the etheric body, and the physical body can start to become stronger and more pure, and rubbish is removed. Then the physical body responds, and we can start to clear the rubbish of many births, so Baba's light and healing energy can come through. I also think that healing is about love, that the most healing energy is one of true love, of pure love, unconditional love. And when we are loving, we are giving that love, there is a sort of a beauty in the soul, a completeness, a happiness. And I think the happiness then keeps us light, it lifts us. When we feel Baba's love, it lifts the soul and heals many parts. I think we are all healers. We are all old souls. And so old souls, I think, are natural healers. When you put your hand on some part of you that is pain, that is pain, a cough or pain, and you go, oh, I hurt, the hand is healing. Or a friend is in distress, or an animal, and we go, it's okay. You know, and we hold, or a child, that is a healing energy. But we get exhausted if we don't channel that energy from Baba, ultimately. So that's my churning so far on what healing is. But I hope to learn more from this retreat. So I look forward to that.
Okay. And Valerian, what does healing mean to you? We're going to have this as a conversation, Chrissy, so we'll come back.
Oh, okay. Om Shanti. At one point I remember having that deep feeling that God is actually coming to heal humanity.
Mm.
And that when humanity becomes very sick, the only healer, the only doctor is God. And I felt that you are all part of the healing energy, all part of the sickening energy.
Okay.
And it was very interesting for me to see it as a bit of a story, and a bit like they have these video games, you know? And in these video games, if you do everything right, all the light spreads. And if you do wrong, it's the obscurity that spreads. And so I could see that Baba's actually appealing to our awareness in order for us to become totally merged in light. And when the soul gets merged in light, the soul brings that light to the world. It kind of perspirates it, or it radiates it into the physical world as well as the energy world, where it can affect animals, it can affect nature, it can affect other human beings. And also my feeling at some point when we were working on this was interesting to think that it is not about healing the sanskars, but it is about healing the soul. Meaning that a little bit like, let's say we have a very nice cancer cell here. Do you want to heal the cancer cell so that it becomes powerful and healthy and strong and it can convert the whole body into a bodily cancer? No, you don't want to do that. So it's not about healing the bad sanskars or the negative sanskars or the sanskars that will make us sicker, because these have to melt away. They have to dissolve. But it is about re-encountering the energy of truth inside us. And that energy of truth naturally brings the light on, naturally makes these negative or sickening or deadly cells of sickness, of sanskars and personality trait, transform into something that is an energy of newness. So these are some thoughts.
Thank you. I guess when I was thinking about healing, because my Lokik job is as a doctor, so I think often what struck me was that healing and cure are different concepts. And we can say that even though people might die, might leave the body, they still can be healed. So as you say, it is something that happens at a soul level. And the word healing is to become whole again. So it's this idea of restoring wholeness, which I think resonates with your sense of re-encountering yourself. But a deep aspect of that to me is feeling of acceptance. You know, in a sense, the whole of us is the first half of the cycle, which is very positive, the positive sanskars and personality traits and behaviours and experiences. But the second half of the cycle has really, as you say, is the sickness. But they're both in us, and it's like restoring to me is embracing both those aspects of us and accepting them. And a lot of the time we use energy kind of almost to avoid bits of ourselves, or we're ashamed of them, or we're use all kinds of strategies to pretend they're not going on. And bringing that love, I think that, as you said, Chrissy, bringing that love to those experiences, because one thing I've been churning lately was this this sense that it's not our fault that we became impure. You know, it's absolutely part of the cycle. And yet somehow we take that burden of sorrow of feeling that somehow it's our fault that we became impure. And I feel that it's also our impurity that gives Baba a role in the world. You know, for him to come and show us how to transform that, remove that. That is the healing. It's accepting all of myself So that's an, and I feel this, what you said, that the confluence age is not, is about removing that sorrow. And yet in our Brahman life, I think there's often a lot of sorrow. And that's what we experience, is we need to learn how not to take sorrow, how not to give sorrow. And it's such a deep aspect of our behaviour that we, yeah, that we do that. And so even though you said sorrow finishes in the confluence age, I think a lot of Brahmins in their Brahman life, it hasn't finished. Mm. So how do we bring Baba's healing energy to really enable us to remove that deep, deep sorrow that we've accumulated for half a cycle, and that resonates with the sorrow in the world? If we're going to play that role of angels, then that sorrow has to be addressed in some way, which is Baba's role as a healer. I don't know, do you have any thoughts about that, or what each of you have said?
Actually, I feel that sorrow and sickness and impurity are like the different facets of the same thing. And my understanding is that very often when there is sorrow, we don't want to be in pain. Mm. So we address this pain or this sorrow, but not from the angle of perfection that Baba's trying to teach us, but we address it on the basis of our past samskaras. So we fight that you cannot win by fighting. It's called violence, isn't it? You can only win by conquering the heart of your enemy. So how do you conquer the heart of your sorrow? It's a little bit complicated, isn't it? But you really need to sit down with the kind of emotions that come up. And usually they unveil a part of you that is very innocent and that requires attention. And when you look at that part of you and you speak to that part of you, or when you are attentive to this part of you, you can see that you have a choice. For instance, let's say somebody has made fun of me today and I was hurt. I could stay hurt, I could be angry with that person, or I could talk to myself, seeing, okay, why am I hurt? What is it that's hurting me? So it's like, do I take my own reality in my hands, and then I can deal, transform, and understand it? So then when I look at that part of me, I can actually say, okay, so what can we do to feel better? What can we think to feel better? What can we project on this person to feel better? What is it we've understood, me and my sorrow, to change that? And you can really then send a lot of love, like you were saying, a lot of peace to this part of you that feels abandoned, because it resonates with something from the past very often, or that feels threatened because it resonates with something also from the past. Because you see, we arrive with all these sanskars from Copper Age and Iron Age, and we deal with things with that because our subconscious mind naturally falls into these patterns. So now we have to do everything from a divine intellect, which is a very, very different thing. It doesn't function the same way. And it's not going to kick in. You have to, I feel that I have to voluntarily choose to think, feel, and behave on the basis of that. So it's not about saying, no, no, I'm not afraid, no, I'm not sad, no, I'm not hurt, because then it would just put more things under that very lovely carpet that we have. And, you know, they just become cockroaches and all these things, and they mate between themselves, and then it just a huge world in our subconscious mind. But if you look at this carpet of your unconscious and you accept to see the patterns, I think you can really clear out a lot of the things with a lot of love, comprehension, and heal your own wounds. Because Mother gives us the tools, but learning to use the tools with the divine intellect is what I feel is so important.
Chrissy?
I think kindness is a very important aspect around hurt or disappointment, is to be kind to the self. Kindness is something some others remember when you are kind, especially if they've been unkind. And sometimes I don't think as much anymore about why this has happened to me and why am I feeling like this. I'm learning in my older years to go quiet and just go, it's okay, Chrissy. You know, to be a little bit of a mother to myself. And sometimes I even pat myself. I say, it's okay. Like a child, it's okay. And just go quiet. Sometimes it's really beautiful just to be in that God's light when you're feeling hurt or wounded, or that's where I am at this point in time, just trying to go quiet. And we're having a discussion here, like you also will have a discussion together. This is our churning on it, and you will also, because you're all very wise, you're all very old souls. You are all healers and insightful. And it's really, we are moving into the time now where we have to not just take information from outside, but ask yourself, when have I healed in the past? And what conditions allow me to heal and grow stronger or let go of things? So I think it's knowing yourself is really, really important. And we've had many conversations on Skype across the world, and why we love doing this retreat so much is because we choose topics that really interest us. And we've had some wonderful conversations about healing together, haven't we? And we've researched a lot, reading, trying to find Bubba's Merlis that refer to him, to the possibilities of healing, different. So it's quite wonderful topic, and you will come up with something, you know, amazing for yourselves.
Yeah, so in the next 2 days, after this little introduction, Valerian is going to take us on an exploration of healing the self. So that's a workshop we're going to do after a short break in a minute. And then tomorrow we will have an interview. Both days we'll start with an interview. Tomorrow I'll be doing a workshop on relationships, because that's often where things end up getting quite broken. Does everyone experience that relationships are the challenge that we have in our life? So really talking about healing in relationships. And then on the last day, we're going to be bringing those themes together and looking about healing the world. And Chrissy, what else is in your workshop on Friday? Healing the world.
Healing the world and moving through vibrational, healing vibrations and energy that affect humanity, the animal kingdom, the nature, all. It's so the focus is healing the world, but it's through shifting the vibration and the frequency. So how do we do that?
So by the end of these 2.5 days or whatever it is, we will have all together covered a lot of the range of churning on healing on different levels. And definitely healing with God, and God's role of helping us to heal.
We have actually a workshop on the healing power of God, where you will be able to go deep in groups and on sharing your experience on how does Baba heal, but and how can I bring him more into my life.
And also this evening, after dinner, we'll come back in here, and that will be something more entertaining and light when we start exploring the topics, but it's a little bit of a surprise, so we should not say too much more. We'll have a surprise guest who will be very entertaining. So do come after dinner back here for that. So what I'd like you to... You've all got your journals, have you? You've all got your things to write in? Yeah? So what I'd like you to do now is just reflect on what does healing mean to me? What does healing mean to me? And just start, because you're going to use your journals quite a lot during the next couple of days, so start this whole journey of healing by reflecting on what does healing mean to me. I'm just going to give you 5 minutes to do that. And as part of that reflection, maybe also to think about what would I like to get out of this retreat? Why am I here on this retreat? So two questions. What does healing mean to me? And why am I here on this retreat? What's my own personal healing journey? What would I like to get out of it? Those people who just arrived, just so you know, we're just reflecting in our own journals for 5 minutes on what does healing mean to me and why am I here on this retreat? Where am I in my own healing journey? What would I like to get out of the next 2 days? Okay, if you would just wind up what you're writing. And I'd invite you now to turn to someone next to you or near you who speaks your language and just share for 5 minutes what came up for you as you were writing that. So find someone who you can talk to in twos or threes. If you can't find another person, you can also go into threes. So what came up for you when you wrote that? Stretch break, and if they need to go to the bathroom, it's not to go and get drinks or anything. And we must be back in this room by 5:30. Can you find someone to talk to? Stop writing now and share.
if the French people know that, they should be sharing in pairs. Or Spanish, do they understand to share in pairs? Find someone to talk to. Can she come in? 7. After that. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask you to wind up. Okay, I'm going to ask you to wind up now, to finish your conversations. I'm going to also invite Pauline to come down. Okay.